You are listening to the Personal Development Project, an initiative seeking to find ourselves and our path to make being us just that little bit easier. Article 3, Attention Management. Time management, one of the most important skills, is it not? No, it's redundant. There are only 24 hours you have to work with in any given day, and the clock is always ticking. Trust me, the time will manage itself. What will not, however, is your attention. We live in an attention economy. Everything is set up to monopolize your attention. Notifications are ever-present, phones have always-on displays, social media platforms have been getting consistently more blue to keep you up and on them at night. Clickbait has made it into the Oxford Dictionary. Uni days is in your inbox, constantly convincing you to pour more money into meaningless sales. Our brains have been conditioned to be dopamine scavengers, jumping frantically from one source of gratification to the next. You pay the price of this as soon as you try to sit down and focus in a lecture for 50 minutes straight, whenever you try to knuckle down and do anything productive for that matter. Marketing industries have realized that your attention is the most precious commodity. This one's true for you, believe it or not, as well as them. Your attention is on the market, and you need to make sure it stays in your hands. Time management truly is outdated. It's misplaced efforts. Of the 24, you have about 16 hours to play with at a time. To put it simply, the more you do, the more you get done. The quicker you get started, the sooner you finish. It's as simple as that. More often than not, routine doesn't work. Schedules and timetables don't work. The Pomodoro method doesn't work. Do not disturb mode works surprisingly well, however. Distractions will not allow you to work. Distractions can't be managed like time. They can't be scheduled into timetables and given their allotted space. As a result, what destroys your productivity is your attention. What destroys your attention is distractions. What therefore requires your attention are your distractions. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to reclaiming ownership over your attention, but what has helped me is the following. If Do Not Disturb mode isn't enabled on your phone, enable it. If your phone is in the same room as you, remove it. If you have social media apps on your phone, remove them. Use them on your computer instead. Actually, don't use them on your computer instead. If your room is set up to make that warm, comfortable bed the focal point, rearrange it. Have your desk as a focal point. If you have gotten out of bed and the blankets are still on, hide them, stuff them in the cupboard, anything. You don't need to climb back in. If you have autoplay enabled on YouTube, disable it. That 5-minute break needs to stay a 5-minute break. The same goes for Netflix. If you have uni days, unsubscribe. You need your money more than they do. If you have messaging apps on your home screen, remove them. If your phone has a black and white mode, enable it. Making your screens as disinteresting as possible to look at works wonders. The converse is why Instagram is so addictive. If you have a whole load of distracting, one-click-away bookmarks spanning the top of your browser, make a folder for them and place that in another folder with a boring name, hidden away. Your attention is what needs to be managed, and on the one hand, it can be quite simple. Distractions have worked their way into every part of our day. Unfortunately for us, they are designed to be irresistible, and they are designed to be at our fingertips. The most convenient things in our life are our distractions. Fight convenience, replace it with intentionality. How we can combat our distractions is by putting them in their place, putting them out of sight, out of mind, and out of your time. Written by Eunice Skeet, PD Project founder and manager. Wow. It is approaching 2 years now from when I wrote this article, and a good 6 or so months from when I recorded it. And I'm not going to lie, there's a bit of cringing going on as I was editing this, partly because of what it was, or rather how I was writing, and partly because of my narrating. But I guess, despite how it can come across, I did raise some good points that I would benefit from heeding now, almost 2 years later. And I guess it serves to remind me actually how much development I've been on this project, which I can be nothing but grateful for. But I wanted to upload this, even though I could redo it and redo it better, just because that was the way it happened. That was the story that I'm here to share with you guys, just in case it helps you find yourself and your path to make being you just that little bit easier. So thank you very much once again for listening, and hopefully you'll hear from me soon.
It's a different kind of pain, it's a different kind of pain. Crafting your happiness, crafting your happiness. It's a different kind of